Books on Tape presents Triptych by Karen Slaughter. Read by Michael Kramer. Part 1. Decatur City Observer, June 17, 1985. Decatur teen murdered. Parents found 15-year-old Mary Alice Finney dead in their Adams Street home yesterday morning. Police have not released any details of the crime, other than to say that they are treating this as a homicide, and that those who were last seen with Finney are being questioned. Paul Finney, the girl's father and assistant district attorney for DeKalb County, said in a statement released last night that he has every confidence that the police will bring his daughter's killer to justice. An honor student at Decatur High School, Mary Alice was active in the cheerleading squad and was recently elected sophomore class president. Sources close to the investigation have confirmed that the girl's body was mutilated. Chapter 1. February 5, 2006. Detective Michael Ormwood listened to the football game on the radio as he drove down DeKalb Avenue toward Grady Holmes. The closer he got to the projects, the more tension he felt, his body almost vibrating from the strain by the time he took a right into what most cops considered a war zone. As the Atlanta Housing Authority slowly devoured itself, subsidized communities like Grady were becoming a thing of the past. The in-town real estate was too valuable, the potential for kickback too high. Right up the road was the city of Decatur, with its trendy restaurants and million-dollar houses. Less than a mile in the other direction was Georgia's gold-encrusted Capitol Dome. Grady was like a worst-case scenario sitting between them, a living reminder that the city too busy to hate was also too busy to take care of its own. With the game on, the streets were fairly empty. The drug dealers and pimps were taking...